Well, one man a part of that grand final victory was Chris Hyington, and he's on the line right now. Chris, that'd bring back some great memories.
How good was that? That was awesome. great call. He's gotten a big award. Congrats, guys.
Thank you very much, mate. Well, I mean, that's a moment in your career you'll remember, and that career's continuing. You announced this week that you're heading up to the Newcastle Knights. Well done.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, very exciting. You know, I grew up on the Central Coast and used to love watching the Newcastle Knights. So, spoke to Brownie a few times, and, yeah, he's got me up there. So just a bit of a leadership role and a bit of a mentor for them young guns coming through. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, is that the big thing Brownie sort of wanted from you? I know the fact that, obviously, you've won two premierships, two different clubs, played over 300 NRL games. You know, not for what you're just going to bring on the field, but what you can bring off the field to those young blokes.
Yeah, well, he did mention that. He did mention that probably more off the field he's going to need me. So yeah. I'm looking forward to that because I like doing a bit of extra training and, you know, I can help a few of them young boys in a few areas of their game and, you know, then I can go and retire and watch them get better as players. So, yeah, very exciting and, you know, I'll have a challenge and can't wait to get up there.
Mate, congratulations. I think it's a great appointment for you. I think it's good for the Knights and yourself and I think you'll be a great success up there. I just want to turn the clock back listening to that call myself. Did you stay in that jersey for 3 days after that grand final, not have a shower?
Mate, I did the Sunday, so I played in it, then did the Sunday night, Monday night, then we went into the rocks and they wouldn't let me in, so I had to put a nice collar.
That's outstanding.
So, whatever, that's
so you went 2 days with it on.
Yeah, but then in Northies, I'll carry on a bit, but I got in. So.
You know what else happened that night, Chris? We all remember after the West Tigers won the grand final and, you know, there were a few expletives that were dropped in post-match interviews. Well, Mark Piggy-Riddell, who was, of course, our sideline eye, he went straight to Jack Bird back in 2016 in the grand final night, and I think Jack dropped about 18 F-bombs. And then the next person he goes to is you, mate. But thankfully, you kept it together in 2016.
Yeah, he gave me a bit of a warning. I could see his face. He was shocked off Birdie. So coming to me, he sort of gave me a bit of a warning, which was good because I think a few more F-bombs were coming his way. So,
I could see how excited, obviously, with the moment, how excited Hindo was, but he did very, very well.
Mate, how do you compare the two grand finals, the 2005 with the Tigers and then the last year with the Sharks, both first-time winners of competitions? Can you compare the feeling?
Yeah, well, they were both unbelievable. They're probably both on even par because, like, the 2005, I was a young kid, just got thrown into first grade and then just happened to win a grand final. It was just like, wow, how good is this? But I thought they'd come a lot more. I thought we'd be in the finals a lot more, and we weren't. So it took me 11 years to get back in one. And to win it after doing all that hard work, probably, you know, just as good. It was an unbelievable feeling, obviously, the first time for both clubs. So probably after the 2005 one, I got too drunk on night one, and I went missing for a few nights. But I was better. I was more experienced in 2016. So, no, it was awesome. It's just a great feeling to be involved in two grand finals.
One last one, Chris. Am I right in saying you've got a personal training business these days as well?
Yeah, so I do like a high-performance training, and I've got a few good surfers in Matt Wilkinson. I do a bit with Tyler Wright, so a few surfers, and then I did a bit of a footy academy type thing over the last few weeks, which went well as well. So, yeah, just trying to work on planning for after football. So,
mate, that's terrific.
You never do it too early. So.
Terrific.
What about blokes you've played with, mate? I mean, you know, you're getting towards the end of your career, obviously. You've probably only got the 1 year to go. We'll have to wait and see what happens there. I mean, is there someone that stands out for you that you've played with that you really, I don't know,
on a pedestal? Brett Hodgson. You know, he wasn't the best trainer, but he just threw everything into the game. Like, they'd kick the ball down the field and you'd see him getting clobbered and you think he's not going to get up, but he does, you know. So, and he was a good captain. He showed me the way, how to lead people on the field. And then probably Gareth Ellis, when he turned up to the Tigers, he was just a complete professional. And, you know, he was the same, played really hard and fast footy. And, yes, probably them two. And then moved on to the Sharks, probably, you know, Luke Lewis and players like that, you know. So, I've played with some good ones. So, it's been good.
Well, Chris, we love calling you, mate, because you play with plenty of heart and you don't leave anything in the tank when you're out there for whatever club you're playing for. And thankfully that already 300-game career will continue next year with the Newcastle Knights. Congratulations on the new deal and we'll see you next year at the footy.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for the support and well done on the award.
Thank you very much, Chris. That's Chris Hyington, Newcastle Knights recruit. Wonderful player, wonderful man, and he'll be, like we said earlier, a wonderful addition for the Newcastle Knights, both as a footballer but off the field as well. Mm-hmm.